Welcome to People of Color in Psychology. We are now in the month of April, and that means it is Arab American Heritage Month. So as we are making preparations to publish a series of episodes in appreciation of the amazing contributions by Arab American psychologists, here is a brief history of how Arab American Heritage Month became officially recognized. According to the Arab American Foundation, a National Arab American Heritage Month initiative actually started in 2017 with just a handful of states recognizing the initiative. However, each year through a grassroots network of over 250 Arab American volunteers in 26 states gathered even more proclamations from their states, counties, municipalities, and local school districts. With the initiatives growing, in 2019, U.S. Representative Rashida Tlaib and Debbie Dingell introduced a resolution to Congress to proclaim April as National Arab American Heritage Month. Then in April 2021, it was formally recognized by President Joe Biden. Now, in recognizing several Arab American psychologists who have created an impact in our field, we have Drs. Gigi Awad, Mona Omar, and Nabil El Garore, who are founding members of the American Arab, Middle Eastern, and North African Psychological Association, which officially launched in the year 2017. Prior to that, there just wasn't a lot of spaces that centered on the AMENA experience in psychology. Plus, when you think about it, research on MENA populations was difficult to capture, as often in social science research, white or other were the options that MENA clients had to choose from. And since founding AMENA Psy, there's been a growing resource for research, practice, and education geared towards understanding AMENA populations. Also of note, both Drs. Awad and Omar published the first handbook of Arab American psychology in 2016. Although I've only named a few Arab American psychologists, I encourage you to go to the AMENA Psy website and check out their outstanding resources. So with that, please take care of yourselves and each other, and thank you for your ongoing support of this podcast.